Welcome to day 283. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Nachri shenasam liYisrael lasos lo isa. If a non-Jew gives dough to a Jew in order to knead it and to bake it, meaning he gives it to a Jewish baker, for example, Petura min hachala. That dough is exempt from having challah taken from it. In general, any dough that's owned by a non-Jew is exempt from challah. The Torah says, Ariso Seichem, it needs to be your dough, meaning the dough of a Jew. And therefore, it's owned by a non-Jew, it is not chayav in challah. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that maybe we would think that maybe this case is different, because even though it belongs to a non-Jew, a Jew is the one who's kneading it, the Jew is doing the Gemar Melecha. When the obligation sets in, it's in the possession of a Jew. Still, no, it doesn't belong to the Jew, it still belongs to the Nachri, to the non-Jew, and therefore it doesn't matter that the work is being done by a Jew, it is totally exempt from challah. Nasana lo matana. If he gives it to a Jew as a gift, he gives the dough and says, I want you to knead it and I want you to keep it. It's yours, it's a gift. Then it depends. Ad shelo gilgal. If he gives it before he ever kneaded it himself, meaning before the non-Jew kneaded it, then chayev. It's obligated. Why? Because we learned already for the last 2 days that the obligation sets in. The obligation to separate challah sets in, at least by wheat, when you knead it, with a K, when you knead it. So when you give it to a Jew, if you gave it to a Jew before he ever kneaded it, then the Jew is going to be the one who ends up kneading it. And then the principle that we saw yesterday kicks in, which is that whoever possession it is in, meaning whoever owns it at the moment that the obligation kicks in, that will depend, that will determine whether there's an obligation of challah. In this case, if he gave it to a Jew as a gift before he needed it, the Jew is going to need it, and therefore the obligation is going to set in when it already belongs to a Jew. Therefore, chayev, the Jew would have to separate the challah. Mishal gilgal pater, but if he already needed it, if the non-Jew already needed it and then gave it as a gift to a Jew, then pater, then he's exempt, because the obligation would have set in when it was needed, but at that point it was in the possession of the non-Jew, and therefore even when the Jew gets it later, it doesn't matter, the moment when the obligation would have set in, it was not in his possession, and therefore it was already exempt. Ha'osa isa im hanachri, if a Jew makes a dough together with the non-Jew, let's say it's a partnership, they each own it 50%, then im ein mishal yisrael kashir chala, if there isn't enough in the amount of dough that belongs to the Jew, meaning if you're doing it together, but let's say the stake, you know, each one owns a 50% stake, so 50% of the dough is the Jew's. If there isn't in that 50% the proper shear, the proper measurement that would minimally require to separate challah, which we said is a kav and a quarter, about either 3 pounds, 11 ounces, or 5 pounds, whatever it is, 2.5 liters. If there isn't that amount just in the portion of the Jews, then petura min hachal, it's exempt. Even though it's all one big dough, and perhaps all of it together there's that shear, there needs to be enough in the possession of, there needs to be enough in that which is owned by a Jew in order for it to be chayav mechala. That is Mishnah Hey. Says Mishnah Vav, ger shen is gayar. If there is a non-Jew who converted, v'haisa lo isa, and now he has dough. Or he had dough, not now he has dough, he has dough. So, nasas ad shelo nisgayer, if he needed it, meaning if he did the Gemar Malacha before he ever converted, then pater, it's exempt. Because again, it matters what the status was at the moment that the chiyuv kicks in or would have kicked in. Well, at this time, he needed it when he was still not Jewish, and therefore it's exempt from challah, even though later he converts. It doesn't matter, that still will always remain exempt from the chiyuv of challah. Umisha nisgayer, chayev. But if he needs it after he already converted, so then chayev, then he'd be obligated because the obligation set in when he was already a Jew, so then he's chayev. V'im safik, and if you're not sure when the obligation set in or when he converted in the process, then chayev. He would have to separate it just in case, because it's very possibly the possession of a kohen, so just in case, no one else should eat it. But v'ein chayev malav chomash. But if someone else does eat it, if a non-kohen does eat it, there isn't the general penalty of adding on a fifth when you pay back. Meaning to say that it's kind of in limbo. You have to separate it and give it to a kohen just in case it really is. Remember, it's a suffix, it's a doubt. So just in case it really is challah, you have to give it to a kohen. But we're not really sure. It's possibly not challah. And therefore, if a non-Jew eats it, there isn't that extra penalty of adding a fifth when you pay it back. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says something. Now, this doesn't just apply to this Mishnah. It's going to apply to all of the previous Mishnahs that we learned over the last few days. He says, Hakol holech achar hakrima batanur. He says, actually, the Gemar Malacha, the moment in which the obligation of challah sets in, is not when you need the dough. Instead, it's when the outer crust starts to develop in the oven, which is really interesting. Meaning, in all of the cases, he would say that all the azachas apply. Did the non-Jew convert before or after there was that crust? Was it given a gift as before or after there was that crust? It all is just, you just transfer it from the kneading and you convert that, so to say, no pun intended, based on the context of our Mishnah, but you can convert that just to say whether it created the outer crust. It's interesting because according to Rabbi Akiva, I think Rabbi Akiva would also agree that you certainly separate, or you can separate the challah beforehand when it's still dough. That would be that earlier stage where you're not chayiv yet to separate when it's dough, but if you do, it still has the status of challah. But technically, the chayiv only sets in once it's already baking in the oven, once there's always that outer crust. And therefore, if you didn't separate beforehand, you'd have to separate as soon as it comes out of the oven before you eat it. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue the Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.